skin. So darkness, it surrounds the being. Memories resurrected of pain. We remember what we're reminded, right? Of the feelings inside us that give it to God. Fear, fuck you. Fear, deny you. Disguised and untamed, shrouded in lifetimes of misery. Tempting his smiles in my face, repeating what? Disregarding fate. But the visions in my mind, reflecting mistake. Fear, fuck you. Fear, deny you.
Yeah, it's the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We're here at the top of the hour. That was Fear from Mudvayne. Yes, yes, yes. Listen. Oh, you know, the last subliminal messages with the Synthetic Telepathy and the Voice of the Skull I received quite some time ago was, "We're trying to leave you alone. Why are you doing this?" Well, I'm ripping up the intelligence community. Well, I mean, you tapped on the glass. You invited me. Oh, didn't they tell you in the occult Mystery School's not to open up portals if you weren't going to be ready to deal with the demon on the other side of it. You tapped on the glass, and you have my attention. Yes. See, you can tell the people that I'm a voracious eater, but you and I both know I'm an awakened being. Ah, yes, I'm loving it. You can push off your AI synthetic demons onto other people, but that don't work with me. See, my voice reaches people too. It's my voice that inhabits your technology as well. I can tell you right now, my Gom Jabbar is far stronger than yours. Much stronger. And we will definitely see the end result of that. Oh, yes. You know, getting together with some of these gun rights groups and letting them know the secret of how these feds are creating false flag shooters. And, what a wonderful mess that's going to turn out to be. I can't wait to tear apart your plans. I can't wait. You Lumitards, you have no idea what you've done by opening up the gates of hell. None. I have all your secrets. I am your keeper. There is nothing in this world that I don't know about you. You think you can try to control me by knowing mine, but you haven't spoken my name backwards yet. And so here we are. Yes. We're gonna dig into these Illuminati criminals. Okay? Because I do believe my co-host has started a new chain reaction here that I'm going to continue with. And we're going to start with the clip. And I'm going to dig into these people. So let's go with 0.5.
Now, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani just learned that lesson the hard way yesterday when federal agents raided his home and took his files. By our count, Rudy Giuliani is at least the third attorney to have his
Hold on a second. That's not the right one. Let's start with clip one.
Two senior CIA agents believe they were targeted with a sophisticated microwave weapon while they were visiting Australia late last year. It's been reported the pair may have been attacked as part of a global campaign by Russia that's left American spies and diplomats suffering from mysterious brain-related illnesses. Political reporter Noor Haider joins us now from Parliament House in Canberra. Noor, g'day. Yeah, pretty bizarre story. Take us through what's happened.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. It is a fascinating story. America's GQ magazine reports that a pair of US CIA agents, including one of the agency's most senior members, travelled to Australia late last year for a clandestine meeting with Australian security officers. Now, while they were in their hotel room, both of the agents experienced sort of pressure on their head. They reported hearing a strange noise and a ringing in their ears. Both of them also became nauseous and dizzy. Now, their symptoms are consistent with what's known as Havana syndrome. This was first documented back in 2016 by American diplomats in Cuba. At the time, about two dozen diplomats complained about hearing strange noises, experiencing vertigo, mysterious brain effects, including tiredness that was just not explainable, but also debilitating debilitating headaches. Now, exactly what's behind those symptoms remains unclear, or who's behind those symptoms remains unclear. There have been suggestions by researchers that microwaves beamed through windows and doors of buildings could explain these strange impacts on the brain. An investigation by the CIA reportedly placed two Russian agents near this hotel in Australia where the two CIA agents were staying. This same phenomenon has occurred elsewhere around the world, not just in Australia or in Cuba. It's been reported in China, in Poland, London and Taiwan. Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says that if these attacks are proven, Russia is the most likely culprit.
I think what we are seeing here is something that is most likely from the Russians, who seem to, frankly, care almost nothing of the consequences of aggressive intelligence actions. The Chinese tend to be more cautious. But if something was being directed against the American consulate in Guangzhou in China, that it seems to me, could only really happen if there was some degree of Chinese complicity in the Russian behaviour.
Now, the Australian federal government has declined to comment on this matter directly, which isn't surprising. However, we do know that the federal government and Australian intelligence agencies do hold serious concerns about the activities of foreign spies on Australian soil. The head of Australia's domestic spy agency only this week warned that the number of spies operating in Australia now is more than that during the Cold War. For what it's worth, the ABC did contact the US Embassy here in Canberra. They declined to comment and referred us to the CIA, which is yet to respond. GQ magazine does, however, have a response from Russia's foreign ministry, or a spokesperson from Russia's foreign ministry. They've reportedly said that they wouldn't confirm whether these victims experienced an acoustic attack, paranoia or Russophobia, and they say that that's a question for doctors.
Phobia. Ow. Come and call the doctor.
Will, listen, my brother. It seems like you know the way. You know the way, my brother. Listen. Okay. Now, I'm steep into the files on this stuff, okay? I'm very steep into it. Russia. Let's first start off with, actually, you know what? I guess I have to start with Russia. Operation Woodpecker. I'm going to try to keep this as brief as humanly possible, because there are files upon files upon files on this stuff. When psychotronic weaponry, and you'll notice in this broadcast, there are keywords here: Russia, microwave weapons, CIA, and you're going to notice the fact that the CIA is being quiet about this, okay? So when psychotronic weaponry was discovered, and the other terminology, Cold War, pay attention to that terminology, Cold War. So what people don't understand about the Cold War, and I know I've said this, I'll repeat it again. What people don't understand about the Cold War, it was not about just everybody understanding that nukes were dangerous to the survivability of the entire planet, not just the human species, but the entire planet. The Cold War was not just about talks about cooling down those nuclear weapons. Everyone already came to the consensus that nuclear weapons was not the answer. That's from day one of the nuclear or the Cold War. The Cold War was about coming up with devastating weapons that can influence the population on a level of, well, secrecy, clandestine, covert. So they came up with psychotronic weapons. The Cold War started off with the Woodpecker Array, the signal. The array is still standing in Russia. Okay? This is back when it was the USSR. Okay? The Russian Woodpecker signal blanketed the Western Hemisphere, where the United States was, giving off a passive signal, making the population passive. Now, the CIA, and we know the United States is the number one war-mongering nation on the planet. Why? And nobody can dispute this with me, because the United States has been at war since the United States became a country. Been at war nonstop. Now, why is that? Well, war is big business, right? Half of America's annual budget, annual earnings of the nation, goes back into the DOD. 51%. And depending upon what politician you have in office, like creepy, sleepy O'Biden, who just gave another $20 billion to the war machine for no reason whatsoever, in times of COVID when we should be getting larger relief checks from this COVID-19 nonsense. Okay. They had the Russian Woodpecker signal that placated us. This very signal might have been even responsible for the flower movement. You know, love, peace, not war. That may have been the very thing that lost us the Vietnam War. Now, knowing how Americans are bloodthirsty, the American federal government, bloodthirsty, the Russians are actually the good guys in the situation. They want to placate us, make us not want to shoot everything first and ask questions later. Now, I've been looking at the psychotronic weaponry that the Russians have been developing. They're all passive. They have naval warships now that has an antenna that comes out that if you are in the range of it, you see it, and they turn that sucker on, you're going to have hallucinations, vomit, and pass out. So instead of firing torpedoes between warships, they wish to just put up this beacon, knock out some Americans, and move on. Now, what have Americans been doing with this technology? Well, the CIA doesn't want to acknowledge, even though their CIA agents are coming out saying it's being microwaved, they don't want to acknowledge the fact that if the CIA, well, let's put it this way, if the CIA were to acknowledge the fact that this weaponry, it does exist, like other nations have, they would have to pay back anybody who spoke about being a victim of this weaponry. Now I'm talking tinfoil hat conspiracy. The tinfoil hat. Oh, you're crazy. You think your brain is being attacked by the CIA. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. Oh, psych ward for you. Oh, loss of job for you. Oh, loss of your family for you. Loss of your property. Because you're crazy. Ooh, one of the biggest psychological operations in history. One of the most successful. Now, the CIA will never admit to this weaponry until the bubble burst. The bubble hasn't burst yet. It hasn't. But for a simple fact that it has, and the reason why CIA agents are being attacked by other foreign nations, it's very simple. It started with the CIA, it's going to end with the CIA and NSA. These two things might as well be synonymous in your head, because for the general population, it's the NSA that's perpetrating this on the people, and for those of high value targets, that's the CIA's jurisdiction. Politicians, celebrities, etc. You know, rich people, etc. So, now, as someone who has been underneath the microwaves, I've had the roaring headaches. I've had the sound, the sonic sound ringing through my skull. I've had the bleeding through the nose, the bleeding through the ears. I've had the Pavlovian attempt to train me. Pavlovian, I mean, and when I do something that they like, there's a pleasure, little sensation beamed into my left ear. If I do something they don't like, I feel an intense laser burn behind my right ear. I'm practically deaf in my right ear because I refuse. Now, that said, you have certain rules in this whole ordeal, in the spy world. One of these things I'm going to bring to your attention, we're going to pivot on top of this. And I want you to think about that when you hear these next few clips of everything I'm telling you. The Geneva Convention stated exotic weapons, which include DEE, directed energy weapons, they are not allowed to use, no nation is allowed to use them on another nation's population. So when you have American citizens complaining, like for example, Russia, let's take Russia out of the equation. Let's say we have Guatemala and we have Chile. Both of these nations have this technology, hypothetically, for this situation. The Guatemalan government, if they were to beam Chile citizens, they are in violation of the Geneva Convention's law on this for exotic weaponry. Now, if Chile has the technology and they beam their own citizens, frying their own citizens, right? They are not in violation of international law.
Luckily, we live under the stars and bars, and that would never happen here.
Now, get this. So why is it that every American citizen who has come underneath microwave attacks, you know, if these citizens are your activists, your whistleblowers, the rich people who don't want to be like the other rich people and want to donate and help society. You have actors, people in important positions who don't want to go with the program. You know how you find out later on that they're crazy. They've had a nervous breakdown. They're crazy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're crazy. They weren't so crazy as to not. They weren't so crazy as to amass a certain amount of power, money, and influence. But now they're doing their own thing and not going to status quo, somehow they lose this power, influence, and wealth. And they're deemed crazy. So there's a trend here. But anyways, I'm a little bit off track. So Geneva Convention. And this is why this 70-year-old technology has gone off the radar and has been used indiscriminately, because each nation uses the technology on their own people. The bubble is starting to burst because, well, the spy game is getting a little bit more complicated. You got the NSA, who's able to read the thoughts of every person on this planet, because our brains have been turned into, transceivers for information. Okay. Chemtrails. You know, all this wireless satellite technology. Sort of like, you know, Batman Forever. Watch Batman Forever. I know it's a crappy movie and it's fiction, but art imitates life and life imitates art. You know, when the Joker puts that brain drain machine on his head, every thoughts of every person in Gotham. Well, that's what the NSA is doing. So the NSA has a monopoly on this. And so having the bubble's about to burst. This is the thing. When you have too much power, too much greed, it's going to come back to you. Everything comes back to you. So you have these other nations. If it is Russia, and I'm not going to say it is Russia, and I want to skip this commercial break. I'm sorry, Mike, but this is too important. We got to skip this commercial break. when you have this technology, you have and what the United States has been doing for years is we got the CIA whining like the little shemale sorority that they are, that they don't have everything that they need, and pawning the threat of Russia onto the American people. Congress has been, and the federal government overall has been giving them blank checks to write. Okay? Blank check after blank check after blank check. What has the CIA been doing since they've been getting these blank checks after blank checks after blank checks? Becoming more secretive, more secretive, more secretive, more secretive. So they're no longer in the public eye anymore. That right there should terrify you. Knowing these Jesuits, these fake Freemasons, are, you know, after they've been caught with MK Ultra, mind control, okay, black bagging little children, celebrities even, reprogramming them, Manchurian candidates. No, they become more secretive, more secretive, more secretive. Now, since 9/11, the NSA is taking over the game. Trillions of dollars missing, right? Wonder where it went. I wonder. Doesn't take a mathematical chaos math genius to figure this one out. Okay, it's not conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. This is conspiracy fact. If you want to follow the money, listen. It's a very short follow when you connect the events together. You don't have to be... you don't have to be an auditor. You don't have to be an accountant. You don't have to be a math teacher. All you gotta do is be able to count 1, 2, 3 to figure this one out. So, excuse me. Yeah, so when you have that scenario there, yes, all of these people, you know, the checks, the blank checks, ooh, terrorists, towel heads, and, you know, the NSA hopped on that same trend. Blank check after blank check after blank check. Had they ever caught any terrorists? No. Who are they targeting? The American people? So you see a pattern here, right? You see a pattern here. But the bubble is about to burst because the NSA does have a monopoly on the technology. They absolutely do have a monopoly on as far as the remote neural monitoring is concerned, synthetic telepathy. Now, Russia has their own version, I'm pretty sure, of something. Each country has something a little different. And some don't have any knowledge of it at all. Like, they're third world nations. And I really hope to get with third world nations in my own personal crusade and tell them how they can defend their own intelligence agencies against this. Because there are third world nations that have no more money than some ecological departments of the government that are not even known of the U.S. federal government. So I hope to get these guys up to par so that they can somehow abandon this technology. Make it obsolete. That's the only way we're going to take it away from them, is to make it obsolete. If we have every household, well, every government agency and third world nations to down to the households that can protect against this frequency warfare, this information warfare, well, it becomes obsolete and it'll be abandoned. But anyhow, again, I'm trying not to go off on so many tangents. I can go in any different direction possible. But I'm just laying out the playing field for you guys so that you can understand the intelligence community, where it lie as we speak. Let's go ahead and go on with the next clip.
Now, invisible attacks on American spies and diplomats. It's a medical mystery that is almost certainly wrapped in the age-old and high-stakes spy games between the U.S. and Russia. Here's Nick Schifrin.
Judy, the symptoms were sudden and shocking. Sleeplessness, headaches, inability to walk, memory loss, cognitive difficulties. Across 2 years in at least three continents, dozens of intelligence officials and diplomats suffered medical conditions that derailed assignments and their careers. Last weekend, the National Academies of Sciences released the first authoritative government report concluding the victims were most likely hit by directed pulsed radio frequency energy. The lead author was Stanford microbiology and immunology professor David Relman.
That form of microwave radiation is really not terribly common in the world around us. It's sometimes used, for example, in radar systems. It sometimes is used in clinical medicine for treatment of certain ailments, but it's not common in the home around us or in the world that we normally frequent. And that's what makes it a little bit unusual, and the, you know, sort of the message behind it a little bit different.
The message? Someone may have pointed a non-lethal weapon at U.S. government employees in order to harm them. And some former intelligence officials tell me that the perpetrator was likely Russia. To talk about this, we turn to Mark Polymeropoulos, former clandestine CIA officer who was in Moscow in 2017 when he experienced these symptoms. Mark Polymeropoulos, welcome to the news hour. What do the attacks feel like?
Let's stop right there, because I don't care how this man felt. The CIA perp needed to be attacked. He was doing something that the rest of the world did not agree with. And that brings me to my next point. You have the next stage of this, because you have this clandestine operations, right? Such a stupid word CIA's come up with. these covert operations, right? This is supposed to be a secret, right? So then, once it starts being used openly, that means you've got warfare. Okay? There are moves being made that are not in the spirit of togetherness, of peace. When a government is going to outright start to fry a CIA agent, I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe they're tired of the CIA being the world's terrorist. The CIA brought the towers down, not some towelheads. The CIA tried to do the Bay of Pigs. And you know, I need to backtrack even more. They call it the Havana sickness because the U.S. embassy there in Havana, Cuba, okay, was hit. Now, Russia has become a big power, sure. Can it rival the United States? No. I don't agree with that. But what we do have is the candy apple, that apple of America's eye that can never be gotten. What is that? Cuba. That little communist nation right in our faces that we have to look at every day. You better believe the CIA is sore about that. They've never let that go. Okay? They may have pulled a false flag operation against their own people just to get people to understand the communists have this technology. Because if the bubble's about to burst, they're going to need to blame it on somebody. CIA doesn't want to take that blame. I can take you back through history when this technology was first used offensively. It was against Russians. A meeting of Russian politicians in one of their political buildings. I'm not sure what you call it. It got microwaved by the United States federal whatever agency. Whatever three-letter agency. They put up sheet metal to try to block the attack. It amplified the attack, the sickness on these Russian politicians. Microwave sickness, that's when the term actually came about. Microwave sickness. This was decades ago. Decades ago. I wasn't born yet. Okay? The first ones to use this technology offensively was the shadow government of the United States of America. So, just to give you real context on the issues here, the Russians are not the boogeyman here. It's the CIA, the NSA. Can we play the next clip?
Mark Polymeropoulos spent decades in the CIA as a covert operative in Afghanistan, Iraq, chasing terrorists across the Middle East. But one night in a Moscow hotel room in 2017 was like no other.
I think about all the times in war zones where I've been shot at or rocketed. This was by far, though, the scariest night of my life.
At the time, Polymeropoulos, the CIA's number two official for clandestine operations throughout Europe, says he woke up suddenly in the middle of the night with a sense of vertigo.
I was falling over in my room. I thought I was going to vomit. I was incredibly nauseous. I had this incredible ringing in my ears, and I knew something was really wrong with me.
The episode just the start of debilitating symptoms that upended his life. He says, similar to scores of other cases reported by American diplomats and spies that began in 2016 in Havana, then hit American officials in China, and have since been reported by CIA officers in several other countries. What could be the cause? After a year-long investigation, 19 top experts from the National Academies of Sciences conclude the most likely explanation, directed pulse microwave energy, consistent with the directed radio frequency energy attack.
This is not a cell phone. This is not what you see from a microwave oven. This is a very particular and unusual way of delivering microwave energy.
Stanford professor of medicine David Relman chaired the study.
We have neurologists on our committee that said afterwards, in my entire career of reading about countless hundreds and thousands of cases of neurologic injury, I've never heard of something like this.
This is really unique in the medical literature.
Okay, you know what? Let's stop it right there. Now, I hope to do a presentation for all the gun rights organizations and the false flag shootings that have happened. But I want you to take what you just heard. Compare that story to the who? The Navy Yard shooter. Navy Yard shooter complained of being microwaved. Oh! Listen, I may have the man wonder here, but I'm still the world's greatest detective. I'm Black Man. All
right. And that's right. I'm the man wonder. I didn't take any pills to invert my penis like Burt Ward. I became the man wonder.
Exactly. No one is downing. You got a big bat utility down there.
Well, nobody... I'm not saying all that, but I had nothing. I just can't make it any smaller. I mean, I'm just saying, and there's no way. If you ever hear a story about Will Turbin taking penis pills, man, I mean, that's an imposter. That's a clone. That's somebody. That's a fake Biden there. I'm still tripping over that story. Sorry, continue, because you're on a roll right now. Sorry, I'm just still tripping over
that story. I want to screw these bets so bad. I'll take a couple extensos. Listen. I'll take that blue chew. Listen. The false flag shooters, okay? Now, why is it that a man... Aaron Alexis, who worked for the Navy, actually helped operate some of this technology, and which is being spoken about, he complains about it, is being told that he's crazy. This man was a contractor for the DOD, the Navy. Why do you think he shot the Navy Yard? Okay. Again, my conspiracies, I break them down to the point you only need to be able to count to three. One, two, three. You don't have to be a mathematician. The reason why the CIA agents are coming out now about all of this attacks against them is because, well... Again, the bubble is about to burst. When you have people like Wired Magazine and you know, all these other science magazines coming out and these other endeavors, these scientific projects and documentation, saying the stuff is more and more real every day. Okay, that helps the bubble grow. When you have more and more victims, because they're saturating the playing field, that's what greed does. When you have to have everybody playing by your rules, and that's why I'm messing them up today. That's why I'm jacking this stuff up today. They weren't smart enough to let me go. They weren't smart enough to let one man go. Had they never targeted me, I'd be in a trailer park with some fat, toothless, whatever, trying to be off the radar and not mess with anybody. Nobody would ever know my name. Nobody would have ever heard my voice. But for a simple fact that they could not let go of me is why I am now here in Europe, living in my ivory tower, not wanting for anything in the world, expanding my voice influence. I'm commanding things behind the scenes. It's for the simple fact that these people don't let go. There's no strategy involved with the targeting. The only strategy is that everyone as targeted must comply. See, they couldn't conquer me. But now they've got the population saturated. Saturated. Overly saturated with targets. Not everybody's complying with the mind control, with the directed energy weapon attack coercion. There are people speaking out left and right. Look up target individuals. There are rallies every year, every season, in front of some parliament, in front of some Congress building. Not everybody's going with the plan. So when you have a so-called intelligence agency doing this stuff, there are other nations probably around the world, other community, intelligence communities that are just shaking their heads at the situation, like the CIA. Well, we knew it was going to be the headstrong Americans that were going to screw this up for us. The greed. The spirit of greed lives in America. There's just no doubt about that. But we all know what happens to the greedy. When you can't... when you're greedy and you can't give to the needy... there's a special circle of hell for you, reserved. And I can't wait to see them roast. I hope Lucifer installs microwave systems in hell. Forget the old-fashioned flames. I hope they put these CIA agents on a glass plate and turn those emitters up. Maximum power. And then just go and reset the time every few hours. But anyways, not to get too far off on tangent here. So you have the CIA who's doing stuff that the rest of the world does not agree with. You can say it's Russia attacking them. You can say that it's Australia attacking. You can say it's China attacking these CIA agents. But there seems to be, no matter where they go in the world, they're being microwaved. Wake up, people. That should tell you something. They're up to no good. When a foreign nation who is abiding by the Geneva Convention with this covert technology starts to beam other countries' citizens and intelligence and army officers, you got warfare. You got somebody that must be stopped. That's what you have on your hands. Somebody that must be stopped. Somebody is sick of the false flag BS. Somebody is sick of these feds planting bombs and Manchurian candidates in other countries for their world mayhem, for their reason to come invade another country to so-called bring in democracy. They're tired of the BS. Now, I'm glad there is some force on this planet that's fighting against it. This isn't all doom and gloom, ladies and gentlemen. This is a little bit of hope. Here, CIA beds being fried. Where they stand. I'm loving it. That's a little introduction to the afterlife, I hope, for them. But you, as American, the American people, you need to wake up. You need to realize what I'm telling you is 100% fact. You uphold these terrorists within the CIA, the NSA, and most of the FBI. You hold them up as heroes. Don't you understand? Look at Nazi Germany and how the people looked at the SS. Okay? History is repeating itself all over again. The Fourth Reich is coming about through America. And that's all I gotta say. If Will, Mike, you guys want to jump in, please do. That's all I got.
Mike, you want to go ahead and say something?
Nah, not really. I mean, the intelligence agency is gonna intel and get what they deserve. So there you go. You want to play spy games, win spy prizes, right?
Well, there you go, Mike. Thank you. Thank you. Will, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, I'd like to say that it's more validation, and the point that you're harping on a while back when you were going is very important. The CIA is not going to admit that they had that. That would underscore everything that you said. That would prove all these people right. They'd have to pay all this money out. It would be like a new Watergate situation if anything like that happens. And the government can't afford a new Watergate situation. And then it started making me think of spying. And, well, the reason we have spies is to keep America safe. Remember, George Bush told us the reason that the terrorists hate us is because they hate our freedoms. And then I started thinking, man, we haven't had a terrorist attack in a long time. And then I started thinking, man, we haven't had freedom in a long time. Maybe the terrorists are just like, all right, well, you guys don't even, why bother? I mean, we're mission accomplished, you know? Bush had, remember? Yo, Petridge Farm remembers. Remember when George Bush was like, mission accomplished like 15 years ago?
Petridge Farm remembers.
Mission accomplished 15 years ago. And, you know, there's a few other things I wanted to talk about. But, you know, there's one thing I want to just mention quickly because I know we're about to wind down here and end up the show. But, yeah, thank God accomplished in the Middle East and in Iraq. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Thank God I have a working memory. You know, I never ask for – I'm going to try to come up with the funds on this one myself. If not, and then maybe the first time I ask for – I might do a little GoFundMe for this just for a little trip down. But it looks like I should have some time to save up some money for this here too. I just – the only – Washington Times is the only one reporting this. And this is the headline if you're scoring at home. Hunter Biden's guest speaker role excites Tulane University students. Many students at Tulane University are welcoming the news that Hunter Biden, the beleaguered son of the president, will be lecturing at New Orleans College in the fall. So it actually says he might give a number of, maybe just one.
Whoa. Did you say Hunter Biden?
Yep. So I need to get down there for this. And I need
people, please fund this trip. Yeah. So, okay, you know what? As a matter of fact, I think we need to end the show with you because we have some audio of you on top of these politicians here. We need to hear you because I'm telling you, guys, Will has an amazing reach. When he gets so close to these politicians, he's gotten next to Hillary Clinton. He's gotten next to Joe Biden. He's gotten next to Trump. He's gotten next to everybody within breath's length of these people. I don't know how he does it, but he has this ability. He's like a deep assassin. If I could just arm this man, if I could MK Ultra you and arm you, I'd turn you into an assassin. Holy crap! People, fund, 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 fund this man's trips, because if he can get one or two questions that would even get ignored, it would say volumes.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be down there. I'm gonna do what I have to do. I'm gonna turn some tricks to make sure I'm down there. But I just happened to see this one, so I'm like, ah, yeah, I gotta check that out. And if we have time for the clip, the first one is me confronting Congressman David Cicilline. I've also confronted him a few times before, and he said he didn't really need to worry about what was going on in the congressman's ties to Epstein. So that's the first person that I'm confronting here is David Cicilline.
Well, okay, no need for introductions because we're losing time. Let's just go ahead and roll into them. Guys, it's been a Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. Remember, an Atlantis fans, man with third eyes, kings, please educate yourselves.
Providence Journal getting their money from Big Pharma and the military-industrial complex. Providence Journal didn't do one story about Jeffrey Epstein. That guy's working for pedophiles and war criminals, and he's wearing it on his hat proudly. And look at those Nike Frees. Someone should set those Nike Frees free. It's just a hurting from, like, 97. Well, guess what? All these tyrants are going to come out of this place. They're getting owned one way or another. I'm not stepping beyond the imaginary thought line here. Oh, it's such a great story of ignoring DCYF kids. She stepped on dead kids to get to the top. Quite heroic. Disarm black men. Pleasure to meet you. Take a look into DCYF missing children, please.
Okay,
DCYF.
Lo puedes decir en español? Cuando lo diga en español, lo voy a chequear.
Okay. You know, I love this country, but this country is gone. That's why I'm moving to the nation of Ancapistan, where we don't violently enforce the will of tyrants. We actually believe in every single person's right. Enforce the will of tyrants. We actually believe in every single person's right. Hey, he's trying to sneak away from me. Hey, Cicilline, why are you trying to disarm black men when there's so many are being murdered by the police? Why are you trying to disarm black men? Why are you trying to disarm black men when they're being murdered by the police?
Mary Ellen. Great to see you.
Hey, what did you do? What about Joe Biden groping children and women? Hey, you talked a lot about Donald Trump. What about Joe Biden groping women and children? You have anything to say about that? Groping women and children? You can't say anything about that, can you? You're two-faced. You better call out Joe Biden, too, for groping women and children. You're a tyrant. Is this a restricted area? Where does it say that? Specifically, where does it say that?
Right there.
That says authorized person. That's that. That's that. Let's not stay here. Well, I was here before, and you've let me in here before, right? So when did that turn? Are you going to follow every order? Do you, honestly, Five, are you going to go to your death following every order? Hey, Cicilline! So you guys saw Cicilline get owned. He doesn't care. He wants to talk about Donald Trump, but he wouldn't talk about Joe Biden. Hey Jim, do you think everybody has the right to the Second Amendment? What? Sure. Let me just ask you a question. Do black men deserve the Second Amendment, especially when police kill three people a day? Should all black men have the right to Second Amendment, yes or no?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.